Good evening, Abba Isai. Good evening. We're starting tonight's Siman Reishit Gimel, which is a new topic. And as I introduced it a few nights ago, that it's a fundamental Siman. It's very much, there's one fundamental rule which is discussed. It's about Mishu Yotza Imoitzi Acherim. Somebody's Yotza already, can he be Moitzi others? I would like to start this Siman with the words of introduction found in the Orech HaShulchan. Orech HaShulchan was until the Mishneh Berurah was published, he was probably the most popular and most important halacha sefer in the Litvish world. Orech HaShulchan, since the Mishneh Berurah was published, it's been a bit overridden by the, can I say overridden? It was a bit, it's not as frequently used as it used to be, because people go, pardon? Yeah, superseded. Thank you very much. He was mamash the main poisek, the Orech HaShulchan. And I heard from my Rav, just a little addition, it's very interesting, that my Rav, Rabbi Levi, said, I was a child when he said it, but I remember that. He said, whenever there's a machloikas between the Orech HaShulchan and the Mishneh Berurah, which is actually quite common, he says, you're always going to pass like the Orech HaShulchan, because he's generally very, very much a bigger makel than the Mishneh Berurah. And he said the reason for that is because the Orech HaShulchan, I think he quoted Rav Moshe Feinstein for this statement. He was a Talmid Rav Moshe. He said, I think that the reason is why Paskin, like the Orech HaShulchan, who is Mekel, as opposed to Mishneh Berurah, is Machmir. He explained, and again, I believe it was the name of Rav Moshe, because Orech HaShulchan was a Rav of a city. He was a Rav of a city. He was in Novadok, if I'm not mistaken. He was Rav of Novadok, which is the Ir Ve'en Ve'Yisrael. It was a great Yiddish city. And he was Rav of a city. And Mishneh Berurah, however great he was not of a Rav of a city. He didn't have his own Kehila. And he said, a Rav of a city understands sometimes the tzrochim of the community, of the Kehila. Sometimes you have to push a little bit. And therefore, and the Orech HaShulchan being a Rav of a city for many years in Novadok, so you can always be making like the Orech HaShulchan against the Mishneh Berurah is Machmeh. I thought it's an interesting point. Having said that, I would like to read. Pardon? Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. But it's going to take, the Orech HaShulchan is like this. It's like from, you know, it's like that thick. So it's going to take, Okay, so the Orech HaShulchan says the following. Nisbaya, kva nisbaya, the birkas hanenin, eino ke birkas hamitzvahs. He makes the fundamental rule, which is a gemara. There is a big distinction between birkas hanenin, brochas, that you do on benefiting and enjoying something, birkas hanening, all the brachas that are for food and drink and smelling and all the brachas that you make on birkas hanenin. There's a fundamental yesoid. There's a distinction between birkas hanenin on one side and birkas hamitzvahs on the other side. Birkas hamitzvahs, bracha before you shake lulav, bracha before you eat matzahs, bracha before you. Birkas hamitzvahs on the other side. What is the distinction? She'echot, a person, yochel lehoitzi chaveiro, he can be moitzi, your friend. Hafilim kva yotza yidei chavosoi. A person who has been yotza the mitzvah already, you can, so if you shook the lulav already, you heard of a good shokel already, you can still be moitzi, your friend, and say, al netilas lulav. If you have eaten matzah already, you can still be moitzi, somebody else who hasn't eaten. You can make the bracha on his behalf. Why is that? Mitam, for the reason, the Kol Yisrael, old Eden, Arevim Zebozeh, they are joined together, Arevim, they are guarantors for one another. Therefore, although you haven't been Yotze Mitzvah Tzkiya Shofar, if you have been Yotze Mitzvah Tzkiya Shofar, you can still say the bracha for somebody else. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebozeh. And therefore, the fact that he is still in obligation, that to some extent creates an obligation with you, you are his guarantor. Therefore, you can make a bracha, birkas hamitzvahs, even though you have been yotze already. Aval, but, per birkas hanenin, when it comes to birkas hanenin, shahakol, adoma, hoet, eino ken, it's not so. There's no arvus there. Arvus only applies when it's mitzvahs. Arvus doesn't apply for birkas hanenin. Stop, I'm not obligated in his shahakol. Just because you're having a shakel doesn't mean it has nothing to do with me. I don't have a mitzvah. It doesn't have any implication in me. So there's no avos there. So just because you're enjoying a coffee doesn't mean, as long as I'm not enjoying it, I can't make a bracha. So if you are If I'm not having any anah from it, I can't make a bracha for you. It's not an obligation on a person. Therefore, I'm not making a bracha for you. However, so there's a concept of Shemea Kohene. And the Shemea Kohene is a different world, a different category altogether. Shemea Kohene, if you hear a bracha, it's as if you said it yourself. Hence, if I'm making Shakol and I'm actually benefiting, I'm enjoying something which is a Shakol, and you're listening to it and you're saying Amen, then you can be motivated through my bracha. But if I didn't get any anah from it, then I can't make a Shakol. It's not like Birkas HaMitzvos that you can shake a lulav and then after still make a bracha because somebody else is going to shake the lulav. So it is a fundamental difference between Birkas HaMitzvos and Birkas HaNe'anin. So as long as the Vehem is Chavdin Lautzeis, but because of Afidu Lo Amen, he says, even if you're not saying Amen, to Shemea Koine, because of the concept of Shemea Koine. But he's adds the physical conditions, which we're going to be seeing later. So the point I wanted to raise, there's this fundamental difference between Birkas HaNe'anin and Birkas HaMitzvos. Birkas HaNe'anin, you cannot just hear a book, you cannot be Yoitza, already just make the bracha for somebody else. It doesn't work. Only if it's Shemea Koine. But then Shemea Koine is only going to work if you're making the bracha and you're actually benefiting. But then Shemea Koine. But as Arvos, it's not going to work. Having said that, you're ready for Simen Reish Yud Gimel Seif Aleph. Top of page 252. Mishe Yotza Imoitzi Acherim. Ka'al Kol Peres V'Sha'a Dvorim. On any fruit and any other food. Shari Dvorim. Chutz mepas v'yayin, excluding bread and wine. We'll soon speak about bread and wine. Himo yu oichlin shnayim oyoysa. If there's a few people sitting together, two or more, echot poiter es chaveiroi, one person can exempt somebody else. Afilu beloy haseivo, even if they're not reclining. So a few people sitting together, yes, can be moitzi somebody else. Because of Shemea Ka'oine. That's not Avot Shemea Ka'oine. But, he says, this is even true, you don't need a seva, you don't need to recline, yeshiva mi'o boy. You need to be all sitting down. You all need to be sitting down. If you're all sitting down, then it's going to work. The fact that you're doing a bracha and somebody else listens to it, that's going to work. You can be moed to somebody else. The dafka, pas v'yayin boyasevo. Now, pas, bread, and yayin, wine, are a little bit more different, because pas and yayin is much more choshuv. The Mishneh Berurah says, and you need to see the words of Mishneh Berurah over here, that sifkotin beis, chutz me pas v'yayin, mishum d'chashiva, v'yayin choshuv, v'darkom likbo'a lehem b'asevo, and you normally tend to recline when you're eating pas, bread, v'yayin, wine, you need to be reclining. When it comes to wine and bread, you've got to be reclining. Only then you can be moitzi somebody else. If you're just sitting, that's not the normal way of eating bread, that's not the normal way of eating wine, then you can't be moitzi somebody else. If you're just sitting, you've got to be reclining. But if it's not bread and it's not wine, you can just be sitting, and you're going to be moitzi somebody else. Veledi don, however nowadays, have a yeshiva k'mo yasebo dilididu. There's not sitting nowadays, it's just as good as reclining. Therefore, lefize, ledi don, the less ma yasebo, and chiluk bin pas v'yayin v'sha'a dvorim. There's no difference in bread and wine anymore. To be yeshiva, that when you're sitting, afilu pas v'yayin v'vorich l'kulam. If you are sitting, as long as you are sitting, you can even be moitzi for bread and wine. Shaloi ba'asevo, if you're not sitting, if you're not sitting, if people are just standing around, you can't be moitzi at all. Whether it's bread, whether it's wine, whether it's anything else. That we're saying that you can be moitzi somebody else, with other things, chutz min ha'pas, excluding bread, that's only with regards to b'ruch rishona, avol b'ruch achoina, in terms of bracha chayna tzrichin lechalik, you need to split. Ve'kolaychem ve'ochlatzman, everyone needs to make a bracha himself. Rabbi says, is this the minhag or not? Have you ever been yoitza with a shakol, somebody else's shakol, or mezoines? Have you ever made a mezoines and then your friend said, "Okay, do you mind? Can you be moitzi with me?" And then you just a mezoines and somebody else was moitzi. it doesn't really happen, right? Have you ever made a shakol? And then somebody says, okay, you do my shakol, please. Does that ever happen? The answer is, the minhag is clearly not to do so. And the reason probably is the Ramada we're seeing now. The minhag is not to ever be yotze somebody else through a boch rishona of birkas hanenin, because some say that even some say that even sitting down doesn't work, whether it's hasev or sitting, it's based on the machlokes and the gemara. That nowadays it can't work. There is a minority opinion hold. So you can't actually be moitzi others. You can't be exempting others from the bocha. And we're choshes on that opinion. And therefore, the minig is that we don't, even for the charcoal, whether it's a pas, the yain, whatever it may be, the minig is that we don't do, we're not moitzi others in terms of bocha shoina. And everybody does his own bocha. The Mishnah Berurah does say that, what about bocha achoino? What about bocha achoino? Have you ever been yotze others bocha achoino? Have you ever, Rabbi Sai, experienced that somebody makes, okay, I'm making alamicha now, and one person makes alamicha for everybody else? Yeah? Yeah? Does it happen? Yeah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Seif Kotten, Tess, says that certainly b'diavet, if one person is moitzi bocha achoino, that's fine. You can be moitzi others. If a person is not able to even make the bocha achoino himself, you can be yotze b'dikas chaveru. For kosva taz, for shachoino, ta'idne. Nowadays that people are disrespectful, they're not doing bocha achoina properly. One can even lechatchila do bocha achoina, one being moitzi others. Shemvocha echad bekoil ram, a bocha achoina, that one person does a bocha achoina lahat for everybody. Nowadays that people are not doing bocha achoina properly, yes, you can certainly be moitzi others bocha achoina, before bocha achoina mein sholosh ein akul bekim bo pal peh, certainly when it's mein sholosh, when people don't know by heart, before the toif lasiken lechatchila, it's right and fine to do so lechatchila, to be moitzi others bocha achoina. Mikol mokem, nevertheless, toif yoyser sheim ruim avorech mila b'mila. Better yet, best is still if one person can make the bocha achoina himself. But if that's not possible, it's lechatchila fine to be moitzi others with bocha achoino. So the halacha, although the Shulchan Aruch has got his reservation about it, the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, is mekil, and one can be moitzi even bocha achoino others, and that's halacha lemaisa, what the Mishnah Berurah suggests you should do if there's a chashash that people are going to forget. In terms of bocha achoino, the minhag is not to do so, but still many people, but it's still lahalacha lemaaseh, it's fine and one can do so. The Chayadom interestingly suggests that one should always do bocha achoino as soon as possible. Why is that? That's right. Chayadom says that it's not because of zizim or anything like that. Chayadom says you should always do bocha achoino as soon as possible, lest you. You always hear bocha achoino, you should always do straight away. Yeah, you should always do straight away bocha achoino, because you may forget, and I think we can all appreciate how true that is. If you don't do bocha achoino straight away, don't delay, because you may otherwise forget. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to leave safe base for a Sunday mitzvah Hashem, just to recap what we covered tonight. So we learned tonight the following rule, that there's a distinction between birkas hamitzvahs and birkas hanenin. We spoke about the fact that birkas hamitzvahs is a concept of aravos. And whenever a person wants, he can be moitzi others with birkas hamitzvahs. Although yotzo moitzi, even if you're yotzo, you can be moitzi others. That's totally fine in terms of birkas hamitzvahs. We learned that this concept is only true in terms of birkas hamitzvahs. In terms of birkas hanenin, there is no concept of yotzo moitzi really. and only works in as far, it only works in the with in the realms of in the world of Shomea Ka'oina. And only if a person himself has got hanah from the food, he can be motzi others. If a person doesn't have any benefit himself, he can't be motzi others. So if you eat something, you could be motzi in principle somebody else. In principle, the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Aleph gives over the halacha that is a distinction between Aseva and Yeshiva. And he says nowadays that people sit, it's fine to be motzi others in sitting, but if they don't sit, if they stand, then it's a problem. There's no distinction anymore nowadays between pas and yain. Nowadays, pas and yain is the same halacha. You don't have to be reclining. Even if you're sitting regularly, you can be motzi others, as long, obviously, again, that you've eaten yourself as well. So you can be motzi with pas and yain as well. Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch has got reservations in terms of nowadays. It says could be that you can't even actually do it. Halach L'maaseh Mishneh Berurah says you can be motzi others if needed. The Shulchan Aruch has got reservations in terms of Bocha Choyno. And he said Bocha Choyno you can't actually do. But here again, the Mishneh Berurah B'dieved is Mekel. And you can even motzi others with regards to Bocha Choyno. He says even sometimes if you think that people are not going to do it, it's even better to do Bocha Choyno loud and be motzi others if there's a chashash that people may forget. Again, lechatchila, one should always do it oneself, and that's the best way of doing brachas is to do it yourself. There's no lechatchila of roiv am, and one should lechatchila do it oneself. And more details on this in Mitzvah Shem on Sunday.